This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Deadly fighting and airstrikes again rock Gaza a day after an attack that killed three U.S. troops in Jordan heightened fears of a wider regional conflict. And U.S. President Joe Biden said the United States will respond to that drone strike in Jordan Sunday. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
President Biden called it a tough day and said those responsible will be held to account after news that a drone strike being blamed on Iranian-backed militants struck a U.S. installation in northeast Jordan near the Syrian border. Insiders say Tower 22 houses mostly engineering, logistics, and security troops who were likely sleeping at the time of the attack. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Iran's top diplomat is seeking to de-escalate tensions on a visit to Pakistan following a run of airstrikes. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Hossein Amirabadollahian wants to calm tensions after deadly airstrikes by Tehran and Islamabad earlier this month killed at least 11 people in a significant escalation in fraught relations between the two neighbors. The foreign minister says he'll hold in-depth talks with his Pakistani counterpart, Jalil Abbas Jilani. Relations between the two countries were imperiled after Iran targeted militants in Pakistan's restive southwestern Baluchistan province, killing two children. Pakistan, a day later, launched airstrikes against alleged militant hideouts inside Iran, killing at least 9 people. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And French farmers threaten to choke off major highways into Paris and blockade the capital as they demand better working conditions and a growing standoff with the government. And Hungary's foreign minister meets his Ukrainian counterpart in western Ukraine. This is VOA News. Niger, Mali, and Burkina Faso, three West African military-led states, said they are immediately leaving the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS. It's a regional economic bloc that has been urging them to return to democratic rule, Reuters' Diane To reports.
The decision to quit the group, known as ECOWAS, was announced in Niger on TV by its military spokesman.
After 49 years, the valiant people of Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger regretfully and with great disappointment observe that the organization has drifted from the ideals of its founding fathers and the spirit of Pan-Africanism. They argue that ECOWAS, under foreign influence, betrayed its founding principles and became a threat to its member states and their populations, which it was supposed to ensure the well-being of.
It was a joint statement also broadcast in Mali and Burkina Faso. ECOWAS said on Sunday it had not yet been formally notified about the withdrawal and declined further comment.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un supervised test firings of new cruise missiles designed to be launched from submarines. VOA's Rick Pantalone has more.
Along with overseeing test firings of the new missiles that can be fired from submarines, Kim Jong-un also checked efforts to build a nuclear-powered submarine, too. Kim has repeated his goal of building a nuclear-armed navy to counter what he describes as growing external threats. The reports Monday came a day after South Korea's military said it detected North Korea firing multiple cruise missiles over the waters near the eastern port of Simpo. It was the latest in a streak of weapons demonstrations by North Korea amid increasing tensions with the United States, South Korea, and Japan. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
And in other headlines from around the world, a Hong Kong court orders the liquidation of China's Evergrande. That's the battered property giant that has become a symbol of the erosion of foreign investor confidence in the world's second largest economy. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak announces a proposed ban on the sale of disposable e-cigarettes to tackle a rise in youth vaping, adding to plans to gradually outlaw cigarette smoking. The parents of a suspected teenage school shooter are to stand trial in the Serbian capital Belgrade after their son's killing spree left 10 dead, including 9 classmates. And Japan's moon lander has come back to life, the space agency says, enabling the craft to proceed with its mission of investigating the lunar surface despite its rocky start. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.